Hi everyone, I'm Yelena Krivdina. Welcome back to our channel Sachiba Dotor. Today we are not only exploring practical strategies for handling emotional eating, but also delving into the fascinating science behind these behaviors. If you are just joining us, make sure to hit that subscribe button and give us a thumbs up to stay updated on all things health and wellness. As we embark on our exploration of the handling with emotional eating, it's crucial to recognize that stress in its various forms can stem from multitude of factors, ranging from positive challenges that stretch our capabilities to negative pressures that weigh on our well-being. When we encounter a stressor, whether physical or emotional, the adrenal glands release cortisol into the bloodstream. This hormone can trigger cravings for comfort food, typically high in sugar and fat. Cortisol is a key player in the body's stress response that serves several purposes, including increasing glucose levels to provide immediate energy and suppressing non-essential functions like digestive and immune. In other words, hit or run. The elevation of cortisol can influence our eating patterns in multiple ways. For some, it may lead to an increased appetite, particularly for food rich in carbohydrates and fats. Understanding the interplay between stress and emotional eating reveals a vicious cycle that can impact our overall health. High levels of stress can lead to increased cortisol, triggering emotional eating as a coping mechanism. Further, relying on comfort foods often result in temporary relief followed by guilt and dissatisfaction, finally creating additional stress and perpetuating the cycle. Now that we've unraveled the intricate connection between stress, emotional eating, and physiological response of the bodies, let's explore the profound consequences that unfold as a result of the complex interplay. First, we are going to navigate the specific physical consequences, unveiling the intricate way in which our bodies respond to the stress eating cycle. First, the gut-brain connection is impacted, potentially leading to digestive issues and a compromised immune system. Second, emotional eating can lead to weight fluctuation and disruptions in metabolism, contributing to long-term health challenges. Third, the stress and emotional eating cycle can disrupt hormone balance, affecting mood, energy levels, and overall well-being. Fourth, chronic emotional eating may contribute to systemic inflammation. A known factor is various health conditions such as diabetes, cardiovascular issues, and more. Okay, now what about psychological consequences? Emotional eating may be linked to heightened anxiety, creating a cycle where stress triggers eating, leading to more anxiety. Chronic emotional eating can contribute to feeling of depression, affecting overall mental health. Weight fluctuations can impact self-esteem, creating a negative feedback loop. Now that we understand the science behind stress and emotional eating, let's tailor our coping strategy. First, choose foods that are nutrient-dense to support our body during stressful times. This prolongs feelings full and vital nutrients defense body. Include leafy greens, berries, nuts, seeds abundant with vitamins B and magnesium, and fatty fish rich in omega-3 fatty acids. Opt for whole grains, lean proteins, and a variety of colorful vegetables to ensure a well-rounded nutritional intake. Second, opt for complex carbohydrates to help stabilize blood sugar levels and prevent starving because of blood sugar drop. Include foods like whole grains, oats, quinoa, brown rice, legumes, beans, lentils, and starchy vegetables, sweet potatoes, peas. These complex carbohydrates release glucose slowly, providing a steady and sustained source of energy, preventing the energy crashes that often trigger emotional eating. Third, hydration. Stay hydrated, as dehydration can amplify the physiological effects of stress. Drink water throughout the day to support your body in managing stress. Fourth, practice mindfulness meditation to bring your attention to the present moment. This can reduce stress and emotional reactivity. Engage in deep diaphragmatic breathing to activate the body's relaxation response, promoting a sense of calm. Incorporate gentle yoga poses and stretches to release physical tension and promote mental well-being. By incorporating these science-based strategies into your daily life, you can not only understand the role of cortisol in stress response and emotional eating, but also empower yourself to make informed choices for a healthier mind and body. Before you go, don't forget to subscribe to our channel Sachiva.org and hit the thumbs up button if you found this information valuable. For a deeper dive into the science behind cortisol, stress and emotional eating, as well as other information connected with healthy eating and habits, check the link in the description to visit our website Sachiva.org. Thank you for being with us on this insightful journey. Until next time.